I want to take you to Mullawa and introduce you to Rod Messina, because for the first time, Rod has not waited for the rain to come and has decided to dry seed his entire cropping program, which includes wheat, canola, lupins, and a little barley thrown in there as well. Why have you done that, Rod?
I guess we learnt from last year's experience that last year we left a couple of thousand hectares at the end, almost about the same timing as last year, that we were worried if we'd sowed it that it had the potential to blow. So, yeah, and then we only ended up with sort of 8 to 15 mil, and where we had the 8 mil, that crop basically didn't germinate, although we did make good furrows. And then it basically didn't, we didn't have any more rain from then until the last week of July. So we virtually had a lot of country at Mullawa that didn't come up till the end of July. So I guess, yeah, we took that on board this year, and we thought, well, if we get another 8 to sort of 15 mil rainfall event, we may not get all the crop up. So we just pushed on, and we had a bit more ground cover this year where we were sowing, and we sort of did that, you know, we didn't rip paddocks that may have been susceptible. So we sort of changed our plan of attack, but didn't change our plan, I suppose. And, yeah, we just kept ticking away and got it all in by Tuesday.
Well, the next sort of, I don't know, 12, 24 hours, you're going to know whether, you know, you've timed everything perfectly with this front heading our way, and you should get something out of that. Is the timing perfect, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. For us, and we were just talking about it to some non-farming friends, you know, in the last couple of days, and you know, it is a fluke, but it's a planned program, and it's a planned decision, and we knew that if we just worked 6 days a week, we could easily get it all done by now. So we sort of didn't push the limits. We didn't work Sundays. We had no need to run 24 hours this year. So yeah, if we get 20 mil, then we're gonna be very happy.
How closely have you been following the forecast, watching the charts?
Not very closely at all, to be honest. We sort of, we make a plan with sort of what's in front of us at the start of seeding, and we pretty well just stick to the plan. And, we sort of, a long-term forecast that we had a fair while ago sort of said, you know, an average break the end of May sort of thing, so around the 22nd. So we went with that and, I guess, worked back. But, yeah, you know, like a week ago, we rechecked our figures and hectares and things like that, and realised that we didn't need to work, you know, the last week around the clock to still finish in time before this front. But I haven't checked any forecasts, and these days you almost don't need to, because if you follow Twitter or people, or every other person has 10 different sites. So being farmers, we almost can't have a conversation without talking about weather. So I just let everyone else tell me what's going on, really.
So are you unusual though? Because a lot of others do check on a fairly regular basis. I mean, your stress levels must be much better than others.
Yeah, I think certainly last year, and dealing with 06 and 07 and, you know, 01 and 02, there's nothing you can do about the weather. So we do, you know, we try not to let it bother us as much. It always does. But, yeah, we just I think we're immune to it now. And you know, last year we shut down on the 24th of May and let the casuals go. And we virtually just ran on a pretty tight sort of crew. And, you know, we didn't really do anything. We just kept ticking away and treating it normal. So I guess every year just builds a stronger level of resistance in everyone. And, we're confident in our system and what we do. So we know if it does rain or if it's not as much as we want, we know hopefully our crops can finish just with some of the things that we do.
All right, so first time ever, dry seeded everything. Does that indicate this has been the driest season ever?
Yes, I would certainly, in the 22 years I've been home, and my brother's been home a couple of years longer than I have, without a doubt, we normally pick up a little bit of March rain or April rain or something, you know, even to get lupins and canola going. But one property basically had 20 mil of rain for January, and pretty well the rest of the whole farm has had 2 mil of rain since the end of January. So it's definitely the driest 3 months that we've been involved in, for sure.
And with this front coming, you're hopeful of getting what out of that?
Oh, look, you know, it's building up now, but I guess if you asked me that 10 days ago, I would have said, you know, if we can get 10 to 15 mil and get this crop up and away, then we're in the game and we've got to start. We don't have expectations too high, because if you set yourself for a 25 to 30 mil rainfall event and you get 10, you know, then it's just a mental thing. You get mentally sad, but you know, if I wake up tomorrow morning, I want 10 to 15 and I get 25, well, you know, we're going to be wrapped with that.
Yeah, I bet. What about the winds? Because there is a concern about that in some parts. What are the indications for your part?
Look, and again, I've got no idea sort of what wind is forecast because, you know, realistically, there's nothing I can do about it. So I haven't looked. There's nothing we would have done any different. We're going to have headlands that we've double worked that without a doubt are going to blow and they're going to be leveled. We'll make a call on Monday, you know, whether we go and if it's wet enough, whether we need to go and make furrows in those headlands. But I guess, yeah, again, it's, you know, if there's nothing you can do, you've got to make the decision at the time. And, yeah, there's no right or wrong in farming. It's just whether you get strong winds or you don't, that's just sort of luck, really.
We might check in with you again tomorrow, Rod, if that's okay, and see how the wash up. I hope it comes your way and get something out of this front coming.
Yeah, no worries, Belinda. And I hope the whole wheat belt gets some because, everywhere needs it, that's for sure.